Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This sports update is brought to you by the Reynolds and Power home team, Keller Williams Realty. Cleveland Browns coach Kevin Stefanski was noncommittal on if Shedeur Sanders was going to be the team's backup quarterback in the aftermath of trading Joe Flacco to the Cincinnati Bengals. Cleveland traded Flacco in a 2026 sixth-round pick to Cincinnati in exchange for a 2026 fifth-rounder, leaving Sanders and fellow rookie Dylan Gabriel as the only two quarterbacks on the active roster, Bailey Zappe currently on the practice squad. However, Kevin Stefanski said that he's going to let the week play out and make a decision later when asked about that QB2 role, but he also didn't say whether or not they were going to promote Zappe from the practice squad and add him to the active roster. Lots of decisions to be made in Cleveland, clearly. Do you want to hear the fastest way to know what your home would sell for? Reach out to the Empower Home Team. Simply text your address to 800-763-3000. No phone call, just text your address to 800-763-3000. That's 800-763-3000. From the Crop MedCap 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on The Fan.
You got me mesmerized. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Moments ago, Commanders head coach Dan Quinn addressed the media, getting everybody ready for what is a little bit of a different week with Monday Night Football on the horizon. Here is the Commanders head coach.
Update on what you expect from Terry and Noah specifically in practice today and then this week.
You'll see Noah out of practice today. Terry won't, and then with the extra day, we'll just kind of work our way through with Terry to see where we're at, and just kind of watch as we're going through it with he and Noah both.
And then looking back at that game against the Bears last year, what was the impact you think? Obviously, Jaden was having a good year before that play, before that game, but was there an impact on him after that game, or even on the team in general?
I think for one, I think he showed a lot of toughness. You know, he was coming back from getting banged up, and I thought for him, you know, like, that just kind of solidified, I guess, what we already knew about the toughness and who he is and what he does. I think past that, man, just some belief, John. That would be the one, you know, thing that you're never out of the fight.
With Noah, I mean, what was sort of your expectation after he, you know, suffered the injury he did in minicamp? And is he still dealing with lingering effects from that injury?
No. Yeah, this is separate.
Okay.
And so when he had the knee from earlier, that part's doing better. So at Green Bay, that's when he injured the groin. So he's doing well. He's getting closer. And so, like, with the extra day, that certainly helps. But we'll just see where the week takes us with he and Terry both.
And Bobby Engram, you know, the work he's done with some of the younger wideouts,
yeah.
Luke and Jalen, how has he helped them develop in the last year, 2 years?
Yeah, it's he's an excellent coach, Nikki. And he's got perspective. He's got insight. Like today he presented to the team, and so different guys on different days will present some things. And so he was one that went today. He and Ken both did. We talked about tackling, breaking tackles, and just perspective, examples, teaching. And so when you have that kind of like excellent world-class level teaching, you know it gets through. And so over and over, and that's why even this year added him into some of the team presentations, just because of that.
Dan, when you guys were in the midst of kind of deciding the running back room, obviously Brian was its own situation, but did you look at which the guys that were coming back along with Bill and go, this could work? Like, it may be different. We won't have a bell cow, but this could work if we want to go down that road. And did that make it easier to kind of pull the trigger on Brian?
Yeah, I think because you also had Austin into that space as well. And so which, you know, guys could you feature into the different spots? And we're comfortable doing that, David, about, you know, whether it's on offense or defense. That's a fine, but we're good. The but what it does push you towards is what's the things that somebody can do best. And we felt they were complementary in their own ways. And I love how Bill is continuing to progress. And then there's like a consistency side with Chris, with Jeremy, that also feeds into him too. I wish I could explain their support of one another and how they get better and grow. But having proof and examples of that from those, you know, three, and including, you know, Austin from the training camp, yeah, that definitely gave us vision. This is a talented group. I knew it was going to be a good group going into camp. We felt that would be one of the more competitive ones there, and tight end or two offense that and offensive line that speak to, like, and the whole room was very competitive. You could feel the energy of, like, man, this rep counts, this day counts.
I'm sure you've already been asked 700 questions about the Hail Mary. I just wondered what's going through your mind as you see the ball in the air, just like, and you know the likelihood of this working is very small. Like, what's
very
going through?
Yes, I would say, and one, I don't mind the question. It was one of the most fun chapters of last year. It is last year's story. It's not this year's. But probably like most of us, there's like the longer a scramble goes on a Hail Mary, at least you know the play is, the ball is going to get off. So you're not looking down the field too early, but to make somebody miss, you're waiting, and then probably like most of us, a collective gasp. And so I don't know if there was a lot of activity in that waiting and not knowing. And so like that's probably the space that I was at. But it's a play that's also, and I think Aaron Rodgers probably been one of the best that I've seen going against it, of buying time, when to go, how high you have to throw it to create trajectory to go down, because you have to have time for the players to get down the field so far. So it's something that the guys work on. But, yeah, it was rare and fun and all those things.
Hey, Coach, on the same topic, when you're helping the guys prepare this week, how much do you talk about that play and the end of that game versus recognizing Chicago's a different team this year and you have a whole different week of preparation ahead?
Yep, that was the first I talked about it right there.
You haven't adjusted with the team at all?
Zero.
Do you plan to?
None.
Gotcha, that's all I had. Thanks.
It's last year's story. You know, like, it was awesome. We loved it. But, like, it doesn't apply to this week's game at all unless we get into that exact scenario and that exact situation. So then we can talk about it. But until then, like, we got a lot of stuff to get better at and work on to get ready.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not that play specifically, but Jaden's ability to extend plays, get out there, keep things alive. How does that have an impact on the offense as a whole, knowing, you know, the next play could be a big play?
Yeah, that's where some of the explosives come from. I was pleased to see Barry in some of the plays. We didn't complete one in the end zone, but I thought he remained a passer and did a nice job of ripping one down into the end zone at L.A., and so that's a big deal. When do I take my shot to go? When do I remain a passer? And as long as you're staying with your eyes downfield and being aggressive, they have to stay back, which allows some scrambles to take place, because if they do, you can rip it. But we do practice it. Just like you practice many other things, sometimes just we've done this route against this coverage. Now it's time to get outside the pocket, and the second play would begin. So it is something that we practice. It's not, you know, five or six times in a practice because it's an off-schedule play, but you do have to practice it. And there's certain routes that come from that play and where we would go, but it does take work. And with somebody, you know, who's athletic as he is, you can see why I'll just run for it, and knowing that, like, there's actually a bigger one, you know, on the other side of it. Yes.
Saw that Sam Cosmi last week was a full practice participant, but ultimately didn't play. I guess what's the next step for him to be able to get over that final hump?
He did a lot of reps last week. We practiced him 2 days because we left, you know, and he stayed back. So he'll get the full week of practice. He'll work both scout team and, you know, with the offense. So we're not putting any space other than just, man, just go play and get your technique right and allow our eyes, his eyes, to trust that. He's put himself in a good spot with all the work that he's done, but I'm just going into the week with fresh eyes. You know, like we did the walkthrough today, got reps there, he's getting reps in the practice today. So let's just see where it goes. The padded practice tomorrow, that's a big factor. That'll be his first time doing that as well.
You've had Chris Paul and Andrew Wiley playing well at guard the last couple of weeks. I know they're playing different spots, but are they sort of in competition with each other to determine who's going to be the other guard starter besides Cosby?
Yeah, I'd say there's competition all the time, but you know, as we're going into it, you know, let's wait till he gets back and gets going. I think that's more appropriate for it, because even then, you know, how much are we going to go right when he does get back? So I think we got, you know, some time to work through where we want to get to there.
Yeah, there's been obviously moving parts, injuries, things like that, especially on offense. Debo's been available and seems to just produce week in and week out. How, I guess, how much has he meant through the first 5 weeks to your success?
Yeah, he's meant a lot. I think it's the competitive nature also that he brings. I think we've all seen him, you know, different ways he can be featured. So he's from kick returning, he's done it out of the backfield, catching, down the field route. So I'm pleased with the trajectory that he's headed. The next steps, you know, different spots, different locations, you know, and so he's making all the right moves for us. And so we just want to keep him on this trajectory and where he's at and how we're going. But it's the competitive nature that he brings into the play. Sometimes there was a screen the other day that, you know, could have been 2 yards gained. And I think it ended up being 8 just by the sheer force and nature that he entered into the tackling. And so plays like that, they may not show up big on the stat sheet, but they just convert into the next one and into the next one. And so he's had a lot of those so far.
Dan, Dorrance Armstrong has had a really strong start to the season. He's already duplicated his sack total from last year. He has 5 sacks. What's made him so effective this season?
I think he's got versatility, that he's able to work more this year inside, outside, different spots, knowing when to take a shot. And so that's a big piece for us. You know, the addition of Vaughn and Jacob and where we can feature him and Luvu and how we do it. So I think it's allowed his ability to match up on guards, be out on both sides. So just the versatility that he can play a number of spots, I think that's the big reason to it.
And since you've arrived, you guys have played really well at home, and you have another opportunity on Monday, primetime game, national spotlight. How much of a point of emphasis when you arrived is it to kind of protect home field, kind of feed off the crowd, create an environment where it's going to be a tough place to play for anybody?
Yeah, we want that. We've got to demonstrate that to the fans, you know, and make sure they know how hard we want to play for them. And in return, make it such a loud environment that it can be challenging and they can affect the game with snap counts and other things that go into that. So it's definitely something that we don't take for granted. And like that's why we're so pumped to be back home after a couple weeks on the road, to get back at Northwest and get rolling with everybody.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
You guys have the best running attack in the NFL right now, yet your third down percentage is, I think, probably not as high as you would like it to be. How do those two things kind of marry to each other, and what is it going to take from your offense to get that number higher?
Yeah, two things I think we're still digging in on, like most things. We're still trying to get better at, you know, some of our pre-snap fouls. We've had some of those that knock us into some longer ones. And the third downs, as you referenced, to say, how many of these can be smaller and closer as opposed to ones that have more time and distance onto them? So they do tie together. When do we, you know, the thirds that are medium compared to thirds that are long. And so those are definitely ones that do tie together. But it's definitely, as you know, we talked about our leveling up. That's one of them. And as a coach, you get to spend more time on some certain areas and how do we affect that both ways. And so third downs, I think, you know, a big piece for us. And in Chicago, that's one of the things that they do excellent.
And then just any updates you might be able to provide on Brandon Coleman, kind of how he's moving along behind the scenes?
Yep, I was pleased to see the practice out of BC last week, what he did, how he played, and then we'll go back through the whole thing again. But I thought he threw a really good week last week, and it's a good group that we have. And so it is high competition, and we'll continue to play it out. But I was pleased with what I saw last week, and we'll head that into this week as well.
Dan Quinn not here to talk about the Hail Mary. That was last year. This is this year.
Yes.
Turn the page, folks. Seems like that's what Ben Johnson wants, too, for Chicago. New teams, new game. Looking forward to Monday night. Noah Brown back on the practice field. Let's see what other updates we get from Ashburn. Make a couple bets. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.